Specifically, the report says there is no substantiated evidence of a difference in risk to human health between current commercially available genetically engineered crops and conventionally bred crops. The 388-page report comes as lawmakers are still attempting to reach a compromise in the U.S. Senate to create a national standard for GMO labeling before Vermont's mandatory labeling law starts in July. While members of the Senate Ag Committee are working out a compromise, the details have yet to be made public. The Senate, of course, failed to move forward on a voluntary labeling bill earlier this year.